pag naging freelancer ka, you get to open up this revenue streams easily. Again, meron tayong retainer fees, meron tayong per project fees, and meron tayong retail income. And yun lang yung ilan dun sa mga mag-open na possibilities for you. Hey friends, it's Nian here and welcome to the MMF Secret Tapes Volume 1. If you've been wanting to do freelancing and you're looking for something practical and straightforward, something that can really help you achieve an income the multi-million freelancer way, then this is very much perfect for you. Now, to get the most out of this, make sure you have a pen and a paper ready, pull up your worksheets, and we'll jump right into it. Hi everyone, it's Nian. So nandito na tayo sa third episode of the Multi-Million Freelance Secret Tapes Volume 1 for aspiring freelancers. So again, third episode na tayo. So if you haven't listened to the first and second one, please again, balikan niyo sila kasi kailangan yung mga information doon, yung mga napag-usapan natin doon dito sa third episode natin. So in this very episode, we will be discussing something very interesting. This is all about how do freelancers earn. So, diba, ang tanong, paano nga ba? Paano naging posible na yung friend mo, yung kumari mo, yung pinsan mo, na dati naman, walang kaalam-alam sa freelancing, walang kaalam-alam sa branding, sa Facebook ads, sa sales funnel, sa copywriting, bigla-bigla na lang nagpo-post about it, na expert na sila doon. And ang pinaka-intriguing dyan, paano nangyayari na biglang ang dami na ng wins nila? Paano yung mga kakilala mo lang na nag-freelance daw, mamaya may bago ng sasakyan, may bago ng bahay, may bagong mga investments, etc., etc. And truth be told, dyan naman talaga nanggagaling yung mga curiosity na parang paano ang isang tao, walang experience, zero, walang alam sa mga ginagawa nila ngayon at kung saan sila expert ngayon, wala silang alam noon, ngayon, kumikita na ng malaki sa freelancing. It is really the money question. Paano nga ba ginagawa ng freelancers yan? And how do freelancers become more than just having a home-based job? Because again, that is different. So if you do not know the difference yet, siguro hindi nyo na pakinggan yung second episode. So balik ka muna doon. So ayan. But for you guys who have listened to that, let's move forward. To answer that question, it is this. It is solving people's problem. And kung hindi pa malinaw yon, and if you want something technical, ko-cover din natin yan. Pero gusto ka lang tambayan to ng konti lang naman. Solving people's problem is number one. Kasi ang positioning natin dito sa freelancing, nagbibigay tayo ng solusyon sa mga problema ng mga tao. Sino mga tao? Specifically, business owners or yung target market natin. If wala silang time gumawa ng graphics para sa business nila, ang zone of genius nila ay magpatakbo ng negosyo nila, magbenta, wala silang time para gumawa ng graphics, tayo ang gagawa ng graphics para sa kanila. If meron tayong ma-encounter, part ng target audience natin, ang isang entrepreneur na mayroong 15,000 email list, pero hindi niya alam kung anong gagawin niya dun sa email list na yon at paano i-monetize yung email list na yon, tayo ang to the rescue para gumawa ng way para sa kanila, para i-monetize yon at maging copywriter para sa kanila. So these are just some of the skills that you can explore, pero sinasabi ko muna sa inyo yung background, kung saan nanggagaling yung source of income naming freelancers and how we earn millions from it. Doon na tayo sa technicality. Kasi siguro, yun talaga yung hinihintay nyo. So una guys, retainer fees. Ano nga ba yung retainer fees? Ito yung binabayad sa amin ng mga clients monthly. So para kaming employed, pero hindi kami employed. Binabayaran kami based sa output. So let's take myself for an example. So for example, meron akong client na hinahandle and ang pinoprovide namin sa kanila is social media design, meaning yung mga images na pang-post nila. Or for some instances, yung mga templates na gagamitin nila sa Canva. Kami yung nagpo-provide noon. So, binibigyan nila kami ng bayad monthly to supply that. And hindi ibig sabihin nun, nagtatrabaho kami araw-araw para sa kanila. Ang ibig sabihin nun, magde-deliver kami ng about 20 graphics monthly na pang-upload nila. And yun na yung end of story. Hindi namin kailangan kausap si client araw-araw. And for a background lang, ang mangyayari lang is usually, meron lang isang meeting a month para sabihin ng client kung ano yung goals niya para ngayong buwan sa mga ipopost, and kami, gagawa kami ng content calendar out of that. Tapos, gagawin na namin yung graphics. Pagkatapos nun, ito-turn over na namin siya kay client. Tapos, si client na ang mag-upload. Kasi, social media design yung services namin, and we receive a monthly revenue from that kasi monthly nila kailangan ng design. So, yun yung example ng retainer fees. Nakaka-receive kami, kaya pala nagkakami ako, guys, sorry, kasi yun, I'm currently running an agency right now, so kami, not just me na lang. So, retainer fees, monthly may pumapasok na income from that, and it doesn't necessarily mean now I have to report to them every day kasi output based nga. And retainer siya. So, ayun, yun yung number one, retainer fees. Number two is per project fees. For example, one client reaches out to me, or ako reaches out to a client, I think you need a branding revamp, you need a rebrand, or you need a branding for your business. So, ayan, that's mostly per project fee. So, magde-design ako ng brand para sa kanila, isang bagsak na project lang yon. Pagkatapos ng project, tapos na. And most of the time, na-upsell sila na maging ka-supply sila ng social media design, because what are they gonna do with the branding after? Syempre, kailangan nila ng mga social media images, and most of the time, kailangan nila ng photos, kailangan nila ng videography, so that's what's good with branding, kasi na-upsell mo siya. So, going back to project fees, for example, one project ng branding, approximately, natatapos siya in 2 to 4 weeks. Yung contract, isang buwan lang. Pero, if you're gonna compute it, and if you're gonna set a project rate for it, pwede mo siya i-equivalent ng almost nga 6 months ng kinikita mo, or even 1 year. Because in branding, the advantage there is the brand or the business na gagawa mo ng branding, gagamitin nila yan lifetime. It's really an investment. Yun yung pinaka-face ng brand nila na gagamitin nila from the moment na i-deliver mo sa kanila hanggang sa ending ng business nila, or if kailangan ng rebrand, hindi naman ganun agad-agad. So definitely, it is an investment. So we will dive deep on that siguro on further episodes about branding. Pero ayan nga, just to give you guys an idea about per project fees. So for example, one branding project about $5,000, you're gonna have $5,000 ng isang buwan lang. So ganun, per project. And pwede kasi na hindi lang isa yung tanggapin mo, kasi mabilis lang naman gumawa ng brand. Ang matagal dyan is yung feedback from the clients most of the time. So, ayan. Example yan ng per project fees. So, an example of per project fees then is if you have a website design project, ganyan. So, isahan lang naman sila. Hey there! Are you currently in the zone and enjoying what we're discussing so far? If so, then I am glad, but allow me to quickly invite you to head over at www.viewsworkshops.com. In the downloads page, you will discover a quick and super actionable 3-step roadmap in a form of a workbook. This exact roadmap enabled thousands of my students to get redirection in their freelance business goals and get actual income without the overwhelm. So, be ready to get your hands on the actual roadmap and get to your 100k or even million earning months regardless if you're a newbie or an experienced freelancer. By taking action with that workbook, you are guaranteed to walk away with actionable strategies, and yes, this is absolutely free. Plus, this gives you access to a scheduled free 3-day webinar that I only give limited people access to. So I hope to see you there. Next one is retail. So, retail, one example of that is my Branding That Sells workshop. That's a digital product. That's a coaching product. So, I sell products of my expertise. And you can do the same. Hindi naman ibig sabihin mag-coach din kayo, ganyan. But you can instead sell your digital product over at Creative Market or kung saan mang market pwede. Or even use your own social media accounts to sell whatever it is na will give value. For example, social media templates, pwede kayo magbenta niyan. Any other kind kinds of templates, or if you're a copywriter, mga sample email headline, ganyan, you can sell those stuff. So anything informational product, you can sell those. And ayun, freelancers earn from that in retail, in quantity. So in summary, pag naging freelancer ka, you get to open up this revenue streams easily. Again, meron tayong retainer fees, meron tayong per project fees, and meron tayong retail income. And yun lang yung ilan dun sa mga mag-open na possibilities for you. Ano pa ba? Let's say nasa freelancing world ka na, meron kang na-encounter na client, tapos mamaya hindi pala kayo match, or meron kang naiisip na somebody who's perfect for the project, then you refer to a friend of yours inside the freelancing world. And most of the people that I encounter in the freelance business, when you recommend somebody, you get like a percentage out of that deal. And hindi ba sobrang saya? Kasi nag-refer ka na nga lang, nakatulong ka na. Pero you get the cash out of it. And that's just one more. And another one, pwede din affiliate na meron kang friend na nagbenta ng something, ng digital product, and you get to promote it to your audience, then you get a fair share out of that referral as well. So, diba, sobrang daming opportunities na pwedeng mag-open sa'yo once you get to the freelancing world. As in, you're in the business world kasi konting galaw mo, kumikita ka ng pera. That's just pretty much it for this episode. That's just a background of the entire thing ng pwede nyo ma-experience sa freelancing world. As in, ano pa lang yan? Pinaka-overview pa lang, kumbaga. On the next episode, dito natin sasagutin yung siguro tinatanong nyo ngayon. Okay, Nian, gets na namin. Ganyan kumita sa freelancing. Ang saya, etc., etc. Ganyan pala. Pero now, the main question is, how do we get started? Paano ba yan? Paano ako magsisimula? Parang out of the many freelancers, how do I get started? How do I stand out? Paano ako mag-offer ng services? Paano ako magsisimula? So, yun talaga yung tanong. No worries, guys. I got you. We will cover that on the next episode. So, sana dito sa episode na ito, meron kayong mga natutunan, meron kayong mga na-realize, meron mga na-open up na door sa head nyo na, uy, kaya ko yung gawin. And that is going to be so profitable for me as well. So, ngayon, nakita nyo na kung bakit naging posible na somebody who is earning zero will become somebody who is earning hundreds of thousands monthly. It is because of this. Kasi meron silang retainer, meron silang per project, and it is not limiting. I mean, as in, the world is open. Kung gaano kadaming clients yung kaya mo, go. And there is always an option to hire somebody. Again, another good thing kasi we get to help more people. We will get to know more about freelancing on the next episode, and I will see you there. I hope you loved this episode, and if you did, post your biggest takeaway, rave about it with your friends, and tag me at It's Nian on Instagram. I'd love to see you there, and all the best.